Chapter 6. It was an Etin. Two heads of matted brown hair. Thick skin covering hard packs of muscle. It towered even more than 30 feet in height. Its massive legs shook the ground. Sasha wrapped her arms around my waist. She was trembling.
Dragon,
she said.
Can you stop that monster?
I told you he was big,
Ben said, knocking an arrow. I jumped on my horse.
Stay here,
I said.
Ben, Garrison, keep an eye on Sasha.
The Etin's club went up and down, pulverizing everything in sight. A host of legionnaires scrambled. Others fell. Horses bucked and whined. Renoir, Bezog, and Shum had galloped towards the monster, obstructing its path. I sped after them.
Yeah!
Renoir was the giant expert, not me. But he told me stories about how the dwarves fought the giants. And best as I could recall, and I recalled plenty, it took many, many dwarfs. Today we only had one. I could hear Renoir's thunderous bellows. He was fighting mad, but he was happy. A blue ball of fire erupted from Bezog's fingers, shooting across the sky and into the Etin's face. It roared and shook its thick neck. Face smoking, it turned on its attacker. Roared again and charged.
Bezog!
I yelled. He couldn't hear me. There was too much noise. The legionnaires galloped by, hurling spears into its legs. Arrows ricocheted off its faces,
just like Ben said. Bezog!
I said.
Get out of the way!
The Etin loomed over them and raised its crude club. Renoir attacked its ankles with his warhammer. Its great club came down. Bezog was right underneath it.
No!
I screamed. Bezog was down. I snapped the reins.
Monster!
I galloped up the hill at full speed. A man was standing in my path, waving.
Huh?
It was Bezog. I'd almost run over him. I jerked back the reins and stopped.
Pretty fine sorcery, eh, dragon?
He said, lifting his black brows.
You trickster, you,
I said. Get on, will you? Bezog shook his head.
I do my best work from a distance. That illusion was just a test. He's strong, dragon. Resistant to normal weapons, and to some magic, too. That ball I sent was no illusion. It should have knocked one head out.
What do you suggest, Bezog? He lifted one brow. Everyone else was fighting, and he was thinking. I didn't have time to wait. I pulled Fang from his sheath and charged onward. Behind me, I heard Bezog shout something, but the wind carried it away.
Dragon! Dragon!
Fang flared with blue life. Chaos surrounded the Etin. A score of soldiers attacked from all directions. Shum was nowhere to be seen. I searched for Renoir.
Where are you, dwarf?
The heavy head of his warhammer flashing in the air caught the corner of my eye. Renoir smashed the bones in the Etin's ankle. The Etin screamed like the world was going to end.
No! Good.
It hopped up and down on one foot. The club swiped over the ground. Renoir ducked beneath it. Soldiers and horses skipped over the ground. I dug my heels into my steed. I had to stop this monster before it killed or hurt anyone else. Renoir hit it again. The Etin toppled forward.
No!
I yelled. It landed on top of Renoir.
Right, Guzan!
I was almost there. The legionnaires piled on the monster. They pinned it down with weighted nets and ropes, bound its arms and legs. Shum appeared on the Etin's great chest. Agile, graceful, the elven ranger flung a sparkling dust in the eyes of one of its heads. The Etin thrashed and rolled. The soldiers holding the ropes were flung into one another and scattered. Its huge fists came down, crushing one soldier, crippling another. Its powerful legs snapped the ropes that bound it. It ripped them from his body like threads. It was going to take a lot more than plain old manpower to take this monster down. I readied my sword.
Fang,
I said. Don't let me down. I held onto Fang with both my dragon arms and swung into its knee like I was chopping into a tree. I got halfway down in one swing. Both heads cried out. White-blue energy erupted from the blade. Ice formed, spread above and below the knee. Brenwar? The dwarf lay smashed, face first in the ground. I jumped off my horse and pulled him up. His full body impression remained in the grass.
Are you all right?
He was moving, his voice muffled.
Black.
He spit out grass, wildflowers, and dirt.
Bloody Etten sat on me, he said. Don't you dare tell anyone, dragon. No one sits on a dwarf and lives to tell about it.
He picked up his hammer.
Where is it?
I pointed. The Etten was standing again, right behind us. Its legs were stuck together. The ice had frozen everything between its knees and ankles. Its ugly heads bickered at each other, speaking in Ettish. One hand rubbed at the dust in one of its head's eyes. Arrows and spears zinged off its bare chest. Spears dangled in its other arm, which swung wildly, pounding at the ice. Brenwar huffed.
It's a tough one, it is.
I agree. So you're the giant killer. What do we do now, Brenwar?
He shrugged.
Keep fighting. We'll wear it down.
That's it? 500 years of dwarfen wisdom? And it narrows down to keep fighting, we'll wear it down?
I said.
Don't have time for a longer answer,
Brenwar said. He slammed his warhammer into one toe, then another. The giant's club swept over the grass, with Brenwar right in its path. I jumped and knocked Brenwar out of the way. The club hit me square in the chest. Head over heels, I crashed. I saw spots. I was dizzy. My chest felt like busted glass. I couldn't catch my breath. I made it back to my feet and fell again. Ahead, the Etten whacked at the ice, but it held. Somehow, Shum managed to lasso the Etten's necks. The legionnaires tied the ropes off with a team of horses. They snorted, dug their hooves in, tried to pull it down. The Etten wasn't going down. Not for anyone. It fought, yelled. Then one head yawned. The one Shum had dumped the dust on. The monstrous body quavered. One head looked dreamy eyes at the other. Then one head shouted at itself. It clonked itself on the sleepy head with its club. But the head dipped into its chest. One side of its body went slack. The horses heaved one more time.
Down it went. So did I.